Rock 107, WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Rock Hunter.
Right, man. What's up?
Here we go.
Yeah, ass. 621, let's do it, sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, Tall, Cool, Budweisers, other delicious drinks. So whatever you're celebrating this summer, maybe you just got done mowing the lawn, or maybe you're camping or sitting around the campfire, don't matter. Get stocked up. Drink responsibly with Bud Distributing. All right.
Delicious.
All right.
Let's kick it off with some scores here, man. Some important ones over the weekend, actually. Major League Baseball, real quick, yesterday, the Orioles beat the Tigers 5-3. White Sox beat the Rays 12-9. Damn. Cranking them out of the park there, man. Marlins beating the Cubs 4-3 for some baseball scores there for you. Tonight, Cubs going to be in Washington at 7:05. Tigers and White Sox both off. NHL. 2023 Stanley Cup playoffs. Ladies and gentlemen, round two, best of seven. Last night, Panthers beat the Bruins 4-3 in overtime.
Overtime.
Florida wins that 4-3. Well, big game last night, man.
Big game.
That's probably an exciting one last night in overtime, too. Kraken beating the Avalanche 2-1. Seattle wins that 4-3. Two close matchups there. Rangers going to be in New Jersey tonight playing the Devils.
The Devils!
At 8 o'clock. That series is tied 3-3. Wow! All these series are tied. 3-3.
Exciting stuff.
It really is, man. I love exciting sports like that, especially playoff time. You know, it's coming down to it. Same thing with NBA. Real quick here. Round one, best of seven last night. The Golden State Warriors, they beat the Kings 120-100. Golden State wins that series 4-3. Golden State looking good, you know. Heat beating the Knicks last night, 108-101. Miami leads that series 1-0. So just quick scores, quick updates there. So if you're watching playoffs, there you go. You probably have it all in that gambling app that you can't get your nose out of.
Of course we're keeping track of that. Come on now.
Wanted to get to this story, though. Hey, golf. Last week, the Mexican Open golf tournament was briefly interrupted when a fog of bees riled up and forced a group of golfers to duck and get it out. Just hit it, Brock. We got audio from it.
Bees! In the car! Bees everywhere! God, they're huge! They're ripping my flesh off!
Son, roll around! Do you hear me? Roll around on the ground!
Forget that! I'm starting to swell up!
Save yourself! Don't be the hero!
Frank, I'm allergic to bees.
Me too!
They're huge and they're sting crazy!
We'll come back later and check on you!
Yeah, in a while.
Save yourself!
Your firearms are useless against them!
That's real audio from the...
Yeah, it was Justin Thomas and Scottie Scheffler over the weekend in Mexico. And
just horrifying, blood-curdling.
Absolutely terrifying. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, we almost lost two of our top golfers over the weekend due to some bees. Yep, that's the audio. Right from the tournament.
From the tournament. It's amazing how clear of audio
it's nice
we got.
They had mics everywhere, so, I mean...
Me too!
When he says they're sting crazy. They're sting crazy!
Bees!
I tell you what, though. I'm happy to say that I've never been attacked by a swarm of bees. I don't try and put myself in those scenarios. Like, I'm not the kind of guy that you see online that's like, oh, we're going to get this beehive. We're going to get it in this bag. I just leave it alone. I leave the bees alone.
You know what? Last time I was stung, probably, it was like 5 years ago, 6 years ago, but on a golf course.
Yeah.
You know, you're out in nature.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, just that one sting, it was on the back of the seat or whatever.
Yeah.
I went to sit down and kind of lean back. Ha! That was just one of them, man. I was like, damn.
Well,
even the day after, I'm like, wow, like it's sore.
Ever since my girl, too, it's like, man, I'm staying away from bees.
Yeah, that's a terrifying.
Right?
Terrifying.
God, they did Macaulay Culkin dirty in that movie.
Really did,
man.
Though. Yeah, and we're gonna have a tax by geez.
Nice
really?
Kid who's just you know trying to hang out with the cute girl in the neighborhood, and then you murder him with a swarm of bees. Yeah, that's nice to put into a child's movie.
You know, it's crazy. So yeah, I'm diabetic, so I got to take the insulin shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to put a needle in me like every day. Totally different than what a bee sting is.
Well, if you think you ever seen a bee stinger underneath a microscope?
It's crazy looking.
Yeah. Get that thing in your neck.
Ah, that hurt, man. My shoulder for like a day. Yeah, remember, I couldn't imagine just getting bombarded
right?
by a swarm. Could you? So anyway, hey, real quick, Eric Van Ruin, he was prepping to hit his approach shot when he quickly crouched down in the grass, basically hit it on all fours. Sure enough, bees were on attack. Affecting Van Ruin along with fellow golfers Francesco Molinari and Shez Reavy. This guy, golfer names are crazy, aren't they? Shez Reavy. Once the bees dispersed, the action resumed, and Van Ruin went on to make par at the hole, but it's pretty chaotic there for a while, man. So.
Bees! Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere!
Again, real audio from the tournament that took place.
It was.
Bees are wild, man. Bees are wild.
They really are.
You ever seen the video of the bees making, like, it's like a murder ball? And they surround this hornet that killed one of their own, and they basically they vibrate at such a high and violent frequency that it shakes the thing to death that they make the ball around.
It's crazy.
That's nuts. And then they do little dances to communicate.
Yeah, the wasp. Did you see the wasp nest where they do the wave on the wasp nest to like it's like a flashing symbol to like it just
wild
deterrence attackers. You know.
Yeah.
It really, nature, you crazy.
Nature, you crazy. You remember that short time where we were really concerned about murder hornets here in the United States? You remember that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm sure we're still a little nervous. I mean.
Yeah, they kind of just went away, but it was like all over the news. Like, everyone, you go outside, you're dead because there's these Japanese murder hornets that are the size of your hand.
God.
Flying around.
Get out of here.
I mean, that hits the carotid artery.
That's too much.
You're dead.
Anything that flies like that.
Yep.
Little living drones flying.
But don't kill them, though, because they're good for the planet, all right?
Hey, you know what? Speaking of bees and nature and all of that, coming up, I went to Surrette Nature Center over the weekend. I want to tell you a little bit about that experience. It was a good time.
Okay.
Saw some animals and stuff. But anyway, so yeah, if you're playing golf, just be careful, especially if you're playing golf in Mexico, you're going to get attacked by murder hornets, apparently.
Bees! Bees! Bees in the car! Bees everywhere!
Again, real audio that we we captured from the golf tournament this past weekend.
All right, moving on real quick, going back to baseball. Going to hit this story before we leave. Atlanta Braves, they've gotten off to a great start this season, Brock, hitting a bunch of home runs, just cranking them out of the park. Talking about it earlier, until last week, players would celebrate their home runs by parading through the dugout wearing an oversized Braves hat. It was fun. It was funny celebrating with the players, and the fans enjoyed it as well. Well, the fun's over. What's that?
Sorry, I hit the wrong button.
Jeez. The fun's over. Major League Baseball stepped in. Oh, yeah, you having fun? Told the Braves to knock it off.
Really?
Knock it off. The big hat is not manufactured by the league's official on-field manufacturers. New era. That's what they call it. That's a brand new era. Since the big hat is not a new era hat, knock it off. Players can't wear it anymore. It's done. Wrap it up.
What a bunch of sour pusses. What a bunch of mamby-pamby hoity. What is that?
Fun's over. They sent some guy in there to, you know, you grab the hat, you stomp out of there.
Did they steal some candy from a baby while they were at it? My God. My God.
Having fun?
You know, it's not like they were, like, doing. It's a big hat. I can understand if they were doing something lewd or inappropriate. God.
bunch of fun suckers, man. I seriously. The fans are loving it.
Yeah.
That's why there's a reason why you're out here playing. It's because of the people in the stands. If it wasn't for those people, what are you?
That's annoying.
Hey, Brock, here's the thing. You have a child growing up here, and there's going to be, by the time she really starts to understand what's going on, there's going to be no fun left.
Yeah,
they're going to be tearing playgrounds down. Yep. I mean, everything.
Hey, you smiling over there. Knock it off.
Knock it off.
This is a fun-free zone. That's... You know why? Because money's involved. That's exactly why. Either the company complained or the big wigs got a whiff of the fact that, oh, we might get a it's all because of money. What?
Boycott New Era. Like, nobody's going to wear a New Era hat anymore.
Just start talking trash about them. Like, oh, yeah, sorry, we had to take. And just mention New Era every single time. Like, yeah, we'd love to wear the big hat, but New Era wouldn't let us do it the league. And you just
suck the fun out of everything.
Yep. It's like the Netflix thing, the password sharing. All right. All these people, all these suits that have all this money, and they have more money than they know what to do with, and God forbid anyone gets in the way of them getting more money.
More.
Yep.
Yeah, it's not a good look. You got to be careful. You walk on ice these days. You know?
Yeah, they just want us all to be a bunch of Eeyores, just walking around sad and looking for our tail. That's it. Not having any fun. Ridiculous.
Anyway, yeah, new era. And they're just saying, hey, you know what? No more big hats. This is a serious game. So, coming up next hour, got a pro football story that you're going to love.
No, that's too much fun. I don't want to do it.
We need something more serious.
You got any sad stories that we can read?
Sad,
you know?
Yeah. And serious. No, we like to have fun here. Well, as long as they let us have fun. I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to come into the studio at some point.
Some guy in a suit just comes
in,
kicks the door open. That's it. You're done.
Too much laughing.
Here, I want you to read these depressing news stories instead. And don't you dare. Don't you dare play any audio clips of Justin Timberlake. Don't you dare.
Ever again.
No fun.
Well, there you go. Here's your 6 a.m. sports there.
I like it. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock what? There rocks.
By the way, we figured out if you aren't on the stream, you missed it, but I'll share it now. We figured out what Hunter smells like.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so apparently Axe Kilo is Mandarin. Oh, God. And douchebag. They ground up a bunch of douchebags on spring break 02. No, it's Mandarin and Sandalwood. Sandalwood. What?
Sandalwood's, I don't think anyone knows exactly what sandalwood is. They just, like, if you put sandalwood on something, like a candle or any kind of one of those air fresheners, people are like, oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Apparently I like it.
Sandalwood. Oh, so nice.
It's sandalwood.
So, yeah, I think it's sandalwood. Actually, I don't. I feel like it's a tropical wood. Like, you know, it's like a very, like, it's like something you see, like, a lot of beach houses have.
It sounds rare. Yeah, it doesn't sound like sandalwood.
Oh, let me look up Google sandalwood. Sandalwood. Sandalwood is a class of woods from the trees in the genus Santalum. The woods are heavy, yellow, and fine-grained, and unlike many other aromatic woods, they retain their fragrance for decades.
Wow.
Well, it's the sandalwood. Sandalwood oil is extracted from the wood for use. Sandalwood is often cited as one of the most expensive woods in the world.
Wow. That's why they discontinued it, because it's X.
It's too much.
Spending too much money, you know? And there's probably a shortage of sandalwood.
So here, why don't you do this, Hunter? Why don't now... You just go get yourself some, like, sandalwood essential oils and a bunch of oranges, or what do you say, tangerine? Is it mandarin?
Mandarin.
Get some mandarin oranges, all right? And you make your own. It'd be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, you know. No, not doing it. It sounds like a lot of work.
and you miss out on the...
Here's
the
your $90. Just give me a couple bottles, I guess.
You miss out on the free puka shell necklace and visor you get when you buy it.
You're not wrong.
Right there. Come on now.
You know.
Come on. Anyway. Well, I'm glad we know what you smell like now. It's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Anyway, folks, we got to keep her going here. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, getting you stocked up with delicious Bud Light, tall, cool Budweisers, other delicious things, seasonal drinks to keep you well hydrated. Of course, drink responsibly. Get stocked up with Bud Distributing. All right.
Here we go, man. Some scores from over the weekend.
Real quick, hold on.
What?
William said, report the XFL scores. Do you have the XFL scores?
No.
No? Okay.
Well, wait, hang on.
I mean, I could Google them for you if you want.
Scroll. Nothing. I got no XFL. XFL's not good enough to be in this report, I guess. Or even my prep. I should see my prep. Hey, I just read this, guys. We got a guy who sends us sports. And if you're like, well, what the hell? Why didn't you ever talk about? I guess I could do more prep. Yeah. I guess I could reviewthescore.com. That's a good one. That's a good resource.
I got scores if you want me to do it quick.
Oh, yeah. Let me do Major League. Let's do important scores real quick. Okay. Scores that we should be doing. Then we'll get to XFL.
Fine.
How about that?
Fine.
All right. Save them. Major League Baseball yesterday. Orioles beat the Tigers. 5-3. White Sox beat the Rays 12-9. Marlins beat the Cubs 4-3. And some baseball action over there. There's some games tonight. Cubs going to be in Washington at 7:05. Tigers and White Sox are both off. NHL, real quick. This is important because Stanley Cup playoffs. Round 2, best of 7. And these sounded like exciting games, man. Panthers beating the Bruins 4-3 in overtime. Florida wins that series 4-3, which was tied 3-3. I mean, sounded like a real nail biter there. Kraken beating the Avalanche 2-1. Seattle wins that 4-3 after a series tied 3-3. Another close one, 2-1. Tonight, Rangers going to be in New Jersey playing the Devils 8 o'clock. That series is tied 3-3. Want to make a bet real quick on that game?
Sure.
Give me something to watch tonight. The Rangers and the Devils!
I will bet you that the Devils win 3-1.
Why don't you just bet that they win? You don't have to do a score.
Okay, fine. The Devils win.
$5.
$5? Okay.
$5. I'll take the Rangers all day long. I have no idea if they got to be good.
Yeah, I'm sure they probably are decent.
So I'm not an expert around NHL, but I do know one thing. When I would play Wayne Gretzky hockey and some of these other hockey games, I feel like the Rangers were always really good in those games.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
they always had a really good ranking.
They're no schlubs. Well, I'm going to go with the Devil. Mm-hmm. And, you're going to owe me $5.
We'll see.
$5, little man.
Yeah. Cash. I want it in cash.
Yeah, I want it. No, you're getting it all in pennies if you win.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You got coin machines now, boy.
Yeah. Go to all the right, moving star. On.
Hey, pennies? Hey, you're the one's got to count them all out. Hey, if you're one short, you owe me double.
I'm going to get you all those rolls. I'm just going to throw them at you.
Yeah. NBA, real quick, last night, round one, Golden State beating the Kings 120. Golden State 120-100. Golden State wins that series 4-3. There you go.
Nice.
Also, last night, round two, the Heat beating the Knicks 108-101. Pretty close there. Miami leads that series 1-0. Tonight, there's some games. 76ers in Boston playing the Celtics 7:30. Game one. Suns going to be in Denver playing the Nuggets.
Suns?
Denver leads that series 1-0.
I like it.
All right. Pro football. Oh, you wanted your XFL scores.
Well, okay. Sorry. So I had the ESPN website pulled up, but because every other website is garbage other than the main ones, it was slowing everything down, so I closed out of it. Like, it was freezing up my computer, so I'm not reading them. I know there were some scores.
Yeah, you can
Google them. Yeah.
About real football, pro football. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 259 college football players were selected by pro teams during the NFL draft. Nobody knows for sure which one of these players will be good, great, or terrible. For future fans, or if I say for football fans, it's a fun crapshoot. It really is. It's fun to watch. Everybody watched the draft the other night.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is for certain, though, A player chosen during this year's draft has already made history. Running back Deuce Vaughn, the 212th overall pick chosen by the Dallas Cowboys, is now the NFL's smallest player. Vaughn measures just a few inches taller than Brock at 5'5".
You're a real bastard.
Which is shorter. What?
That's what it says here. You're a real son of a bitch.
Hey, I'm just reading what I'm.
Yeah.
That's what it says.
Yeah, good, good.
5'5". God, that's short. Which is shorter than some previous players during running backs, previous running backs, Maurice Jones-Drew and Darren Sproles. Both of them listed at 5'6". It's going to be a shorter running back out there than Sproles.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Tell you what, though, man.
Closer to the ground.
Closer to the ground, and linemen are big.
You ever
big.
Try to catch like your cat or like a pig, you know?
Dude, linemen are big. So let's say you got a line full of 6 foot. Two linemen, dude, it's easy to sneak between them. It's easy to sneak underneath there.
But seriously, though, I always thought that. It's great that a running back is 5'5".
Yeah.
You know? Could you imagine trying to tackle that?
It's like a little bowling ball, man.
Yeah, a little ball. It's like your kid running around, but can bench more than you and twice as fast.
A 4.240.
Extremely athletic, you know, like it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, I got 3 inches on that guy. That's awesome, man. That's crazy. I tower over.
Shut up, dude.
I got 3 inches on him.
Don't just put that out there because you want to.
Yeah.
I knew you were holding on to that. Well, I'm 3 inches taller.
Yeah, I am 3 inches taller. Yeah.
Just because I said that he was a few inches taller.
I'm surprised you haven't brought up your height yet, Hunter, that you love doing. Son of a bitch.
It really does hurt you, doesn't it?
No.
I could tell. Every time I make a short joke, like you laugh, but you're like, I could tell.
It's just because, you know what? You height elitist out there, okay? You height elitist.
I mean, you can take a lot of shots on the chin, Brock. Every time the short one comes out, there's a little.
You know, it's just because you tall bastards. You know what? You've had it so easy your whole life. You tall and everything. I'm glad.
Hey, it's cold up here, man.
I'm glad taller people die sooner. I'm glad that is a scientific. It is.
We're not scientific. Dogs.
It's harder on your heart and everything. So enjoy dying sooner.
Pump all the blood. Yeah,
exactly. No wonder you're dumber. It's harder to get the blood up to your head. That's why.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Because you got a few extra inches up there.
Yeah.
Hold on. William did mention something. He said a kid from Dowagiac signed with the Titans or the Panthers. I forget which. Do you know anything about that?
Really?
I'm sure Wolfie, our sports guy, didn't look up anything. He probably just copy-pasted, so I don't think
really?
It's
That's very interesting. Does he know who?
No, he's thinking, hold on.
We'd love to talk about him. I had no idea, seriously. That's a big deal, man.
Yeah.
Anybody going to the NFL from around here, you should be talked about. Should be praised. Oh, yeah, Jordan Brewer. He went to, was it the Braves? I think. Atlanta? Professional athletes from this area is something to talk about, man. It's you're a .00001%.
Caleb Murphy, West Michigan native. Can't wait to hear name called in NFL.
Caleb Murphy?
Caleb Murphy. That's the name I'm getting.
So you got drafted to the, what does it say?
It doesn't say. The most recent story was April 22nd.
It's from Dowagiac?
Yeah.
So, hey, they breed them big in Dowagiac.
Dowagiac.
I graduated Lakeshore 04, and I'll tell you what, man. You play in Dowagiac, a few of those guys that come out of the tunnel, you're like,
big boys.
Damn, is that his dad? Is it?
But yeah.
I remember one kid in middle school. Sorry, I keep cutting you off.
No, you're good.
Came out of the tunnel and had a tattoo. And this was in like seventh grade. That like a big ass tattoo on his arm.
That wasn't a real tattoo. God.
No, it was. 100% it was. Well, I swear.
Well, then he got held back a few years. He should not have been playing seventh grade football.
It was scary.
Yeah,
it was. You know. Anyway, hey, congratulations. Caleb Murphy, you said?
Yeah, that was the name, Caleb Murphy.
Hey, what a feat, man. Especially football. I'm not saying any professional sport. I'm not taking it away from anything. But football, man. Woo.
Yep.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one to get to the pros.
Well,
congratulations.
went undrafted to the Titans. That's what it was.
Nice.
Van Yeezy 2020 said Caleb Murphy went undrafted. So walk on then? Is that what it would be?
Walk on?
Yep.
I don't care. That sometimes that to me that's even harder.
Dude, you're still making it to the NFL, Cripes,
yeah, absolutely.
Right? Hey, you know what NFL team I walked on to? None. That's what it was.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, you know when you know you made it? Is when you can turn on a video game and select yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's a hint. Oh, that's me.
Yeah. Closest I got to that was Leisure Suit Larry. That's it. That's the closest video game.
And you weren't even close then.
No, not even close then.
Let's be honest.
Not even close then, but...
Hey, you know what? Congratulations, Caleb Murphy. I'm going to end it there because it's well-deserving to be talked about, man.
I like it. I like it. Cool. All right. Congrats. That'll do it for now. Sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.